Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Slug, Stardate 04102022.
Got it right this time.
This is the Starship Free Talk Live prize.
It's awesome.
I can't really call it
prize for a raffle, perhaps.
I did post on some social media today that I was able to procure, to trade, if you will, roughly $20. That would be 5 gold backs.
Give or take.
For a $20 raffle ticket to a school, actually here in New Hampshire, somebody we know in the community, their kid goes to the school. They're trying to raise funds to build a playground. So they're selling these raffle tickets. So I'm like, yeah, can I pay you in gold backs? And he's like, yeah, I'll trade for gold backs. That's fine. And I'm like, okay. So I give him the gold backs, and I fill out the ticket, and I write Captain Kickass on the ticket.
Because that's your name.
What else would you write?
And then Steve Glock. I look at the ticket, and, like, they're giving away, like, a varmint rifle or a Glock 17, like, first and second place prizes. So it's entirely possible. And only in New Hampshire could this set of circumstances be possible. It's entirely possible somebody at the school later this month, at the end of the month or the beginning of next month, is going to reach their hand into like a bucket or a barrel of entries and pull out a ticket and go, and the winner is Captain Kickass. Now, that in and of itself, I would love to just, you know, some mom who's at the thing videotaping, you know, I'd just love to see that. But that's not all.
Like, next time you have to put your full title, though.
Well, right.
Then they have to call the whole thing.
Yeah, that gets to be tedious, and my handwriting isn't great.
You don't say.
So, it's possible that, you know, the name Captain Kickass can be called as the winner of a firearms rifle with which the proceeds go to build a school playground.
That's awesome.
Now, when I was in the Seattle, Washington area, if any school had a raffle, you could bet your bottom dollar that if firearms were mentioned as the prize, people would be arrested or something. Like, you know, like, it is that far.
They couldn't even raffle off a squirt gun.
I think they could probably do that, but, like, they might get in some trouble because...
Or a butter knife.
Well, it looks like a gun. You know, we don't want to be teaching our kids about guns in school, which, you know, if you ask me... If you're going to teach anything in school, it might as well be firearm safety and operation.
But if you want to raise money for a school, what a better prize. There's no better prize to have in New Hampshire than a firearm.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more.
They could charge $40 for the ticket.
Yeah, but with a firearm, you can go hunt. So, okay. You know,
yeah, that's food.
You can get food.
What, you security get safety. It's a varmint rifle.
You know, squirrels get eaten, man.
Okay.
Tastes like chicken.
All right.
I'll take chicken.
I'll take your word for it for now.
Yeah.
I'll let you know when I have to go varmint hunting for food.
Coming this summer.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, if the inflation keeps up, they claim it's at like 8%. But if you, I saw somebody do a statistical analysis, and I don't remember the source, but they claimed that it's closer to 30-40%.
Wow.
Especially if you, like, factor in, like, what you're paying at the grocery store.
Well, that's because the government number factors that out. It's like, well, if we don't take into account gas, food, and shelter,
right, they leave,
it's only at, like, 8%.
Yeah, they leave those. It's like how they calculate unemployment. They're like, well, if we leave out people who just haven't found a job in several years, we call them, oh, they're not looking.
Right.
Yeah. Right, you know, then right. Yeah, we don't have to count them, and so it makes our numbers better.
So when everyone is unemployed, there'll be no unemployment.
Right.
So here's my solution for that as well, as far as government programs go, right? You just call sitting on your ass a government job, and then you give those people the welfare check, but they're employed now because they're performing their job.
Right, so there is no unemployment. Everyone is employed.
Right. Yeah.
That's brilliant.
Yeah. So everybody just gets a fake check of fake money?
No, you don't get a fake check. It's like the welfare check that they would get for not working.
Yeah.
Right now is a paycheck for doing the job sitting on your butt.
which is just a regular government job.
Anyway.
Right. Where does the money come from to write all these checks?
Obviously, they steal it from the real working people, Captain.
But you said that everybody was going to be unemployed.
No, everyone's going to be employed.
No, they're all going to be employed.
Oh.
Because if you're just sitting around collecting a check, you're considered employed.
But are there still janitors and, you know, like people who...
Yeah, they have to pay the taxes to pay the people who don't work.
But if you want zero unemployment, right, you just call sitting on your butt a government job.
And start giving everybody a check. Yeah. I got you.
It has to be a union.
Unionized. Butt sitters local. For the listeners who are wondering what you're listening to, this program is called Free Talk Live. I think I at least mentioned
Free Talk Live.
You're 10 minutes late on that,
as usual. But I got the captain's log in there, so
yeah. That's great.
That also, by the way, is what the janitors found in the in the toilet of the Starship Enterprise. The captain's log.
You know what? When the janitor came out of the closet, you know what he said. Supplies.
Supplies. We had a call last night or something. It was a conversation, and somebody said supplies, and all I had is that from UHF, the Weird Al movie, supply, and like I almost did it, but I didn't because the topic was a little bit serious, and it wasn't
We're comedians.
We're having fun.
In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Lord, Dr. Reverend, Captain Kickass, Buckshot Esquire, if you will.
Steve Classic.
And Richie Rich.
And it's... We've got a whole bunch of fun stuff.
Give out the number.
To talk about. It is a call-in radio show.
Terrorist
so
hotline.
If you would like to touch some numbers into your phone. We can't use dial anymore, in my estimation, because, well, you're not really dialing. So you're actually lying when you're like, I'm going to dial this number. No, you're not.
Key in these numbers.
You're going to key in these numbers. 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. If you'd like to join us, phones are open, as always.
And if you're calling from a rotary phone, press 1.
If you're calling from a rotary phone, you probably haven't advanced into the year 2000 yet.
If you're calling from a rotary phone, then you would actually dial the 1. Because it's a rotary phone.
Yeah, you'd probably actually have to dial the 0 to get the operator to get them to dial the phone for you because
you tap
the rotary phone doesn't, all it does is click. It doesn't send the touch tones that all these phone systems need now to recognize.
Pulse dialing.
That's right. Some of the phones, the old, there's a name for them. They were called, like the Dream House, the Barbie phones, right? They looked like, I don't know, you've seen them.
I had a football phone.
But they used to have a little switch that you could switch between pulse and dial.
Oh, yeah. Pulse, yeah. And tone.
I never
pulse
knew what
tone.
That did.
Yeah. Yeah, so it changes it from, because the old rotary phones just go click, 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 click.
Yeah.
But the pulse phones will do the beep, boop, boop, boop. Right,
that sounds a tone phone.
A tone phone.
Yeah.
Tone.
The pulse
right.
is the...
So, the pulse is the click. Right, yeah. So.
Why would you switch that on your phone, though? I never understood.
Because not all phones at that particular time when these were being manufactured, not all phones, in fact, very few of them, recognized touch tone. Right, that they were all we were still on the analog phone network, and then fiber optics came along, and the division of Ma Bell and the creation of all the long distance companies. All of a sudden, now people needed to be able to do touch tone stuff. It's known as DTMF, dial. I call it dial tone, because I got jokes, right? You know, it's like direct touch manual feed or something. It's an acronym that just means pressing buttons, right?
I got it. But I've had a phone like in college, pre cell phone sort of that had that little switch on it.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have one of those.
I don't know why
you... It was just so you could switch between, if you needed it, you could turn the other dialing on.
Well, I guess I never needed it.
Yeah. Like, people wouldn't be able to, like, call their voicemails remotely from a rotary phone because it's not putting forth the touch tone,
right,
quote-unquote.
So switch it over, and you can get
right. You hit that switch on the thing, dial your voicemail number again, wait for the greeting, hit pound to get to your menu, then enter your passcode, you can get your voicemails remotely.
Welcome to the 1980s.
I just had an answering machine.
I had an answering machine too. When I was in when I was going to school for audio engineering, I was in a house. It was me and three other guys, a big 4-bedroom house, and we would drink a lot because we're musicians and rock and roll type people. So we would drink a lot.
Lifestyle.
And we had an answering machine for the house. We recorded a greeting that went we're hungover today. And then the sound of hurling and the guy going, call us back later. And one of my instructors had called the house and heard that. And he goes, you know, that's not a very professional greeting. And I'm like, what are you talking about? We spent hours making this thing. We're audio engineers. 603-283-6160. What are cops using Disney music for? We'll talk about that coming up here on Free Talk Live.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Yeah. Yes, come on and listen to Free Talk Live. Yeah, Yeah, we are a live call-in radio talk program where you can give a call, join us on the air, talk about whatever is on your mind. The telephone number, 603-283-6160 is the number you need to accomplish that task. In the studio, it is myself, the captain.
Steve Classic.
And Richie Rich.
I'm waiting for your point.
You waited for the point.
Because I was waiting like it's going to be Captain blah, 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 blah.
Yes, I try to change it up and not say the same thing every time we come back.
Okay, I'm just waiting for the point.
Oh, man, I say the same thing every time.
Well, right. That's okay.
His business card is bigger than average.
That's what she
said. Amongst other things.
Just setting you guys up for that one. Teed it right up.
We do want to talk about what cops are doing now. We were discussing this before the show that this seems like we might have brought it up on the show before. Well, it's true we brought something similar up, but this is a bit different. Things have escalated a bit.
It's gone viral.
What's happened is what always happens with government. When one government entity does a thing, it becomes monkey see, monkey do, especially if it works. Right.
Wear a mask.
And by works, I mean works for them, not for us.
Right. Stay inside.
Yeah. So previously on Free Talk Live, we discussed some cops. I think they had like a boombox or they were using their car stereo or whatever. And somehow they were playing like copywritten material. And that got onto some activists' footage. They were recording the incident, maybe some cop blocking. I don't remember exactly what was going on. But they were filming these cops doing whatever it is they were doing, whatever nefarious
crap. First Amendment audit.
Yeah. And the YouTube video arguably got taken down because they could hear the copywritten music in the background. And so now what's happened, apparently, according to the Free Thought Project, cops wake up an entire neighborhood blasting Disney music to avoid being posted to YouTube.
I wonder if that would work like a YouTube Live, right? If like you're broadcasting it live on YouTube or Facebook,
probably going to trip social the algorithms.
You'll say, "Well, can't broadcast that."
Or you'll get the broadcast, but then you won't get any replays.
Right. Something like that. So we'll get
okay. But oddly enough, right? They did this. They woke up the neighborhood. Which means, like, no one was out there bothering them to begin with.
Right.
Where, like, everyone was sleeping, no cameras around, because they're the... Well, and then boom.
And in my experience as a musician, if you are going to play music for public consumption, you must have a license to do so. We would bump into this at clubs.
ASCAP,
where, you know, maybe it was like a ravey club, and then like only on Fridays they'd have metal or something like that. And so they weren't familiar with, you know, playing copywritten music over their PA or whatever. And like you'd get like, I don't want to call them the copyright police, but basically you would get some, you know, representative of the law. Maybe they were police themselves or whatever, and they would come in looking for your permit, your license for public performance.
Yep.
You know, and they would have to get these if they were having cover bands in and, you know, all that kind of stuff. So,
like Aria Speedwagon?
Like Aria Speedwagon, for example, yes. So I imagine that the cops at some point should be compelled by themselves and their own dastardly laws to have purchased some sort of license to blast and wake up an entire neighborhood with Disney music.
You would think.
Now, I'd have preferred, of course, if they were like cranking some Slayer, you know, maybe some Anthrax.
Disney. What is Disney music?
I don't.
What is it like? Really?
Maybe it's like what's the Elmer Fudd? Killed the Wabbit. Killed the Wabbit.
I don't think that's Disney, but yeah. I mean, it could be show tunes or something.
Right, sorry, my bad.
Show tunes.
So anyway, we'll talk about that. But first, we have an early caller. This caller normally calls late. Can you guess who it is?
Oh man, I just got up.
Wake up, David.
John J. Romero's and M. Monica Zamora's favorite defendant.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Very, very good.
You always say John J. Romero and Monica M. Zamora. How do you know it's not Monica M. Romero and John Jacob Jingleheimer Zamora?
Because because it's M. Monica Zamora and John J. Romero Jr. both judges in New Mexico. That's how I know. It doesn't matter what the publicity is. Just get the name right.
All right. Well, before you go though, like Richie Rich had a question for you that he wanted to ask.
Fire away, Richie.
Is that really you in the Speedo on your Twitter profile pic?
That is me. I could rock a Speedo.
Is it a tangerine Speedo?
I think it was just a blue Speedo.
Blue and yellow?
Blue and yellow? Blue and yellow. Do you support that?
I support blue and yellow.
Well, actually, it's funny. I had a girlfriend from pretty close to Ukraine at that time. As a matter of fact, she's the one that took the picture.
Already unbelievable.
Yes. So anyway, there's another judge that to add into the fun.
No, we just remember these two names.
David.
Captain changes it up. I'm going to change it up. So Jane Yohalam, ironically, who used to be my lawyer, who won my unanimous decision at the New Mexico Court of Appeals, where ironically M. Monica Zamora is now a judge at the very court that overruled her. In fact, she was the chief judge. But Jane Yohalam, my lawyer, is now her peer on the New Mexico Court of Appeals. And I don't think that Jane ever heard what happened with that fabulous win that she got for us. And I wanted to communicate to Jane, because in New Mexico, she will hear it. It will be make its way to her. So, Jane Yohalam, what happened with your win at the New Mexico Court of Appeals is you succeeded in getting a decision that says M. Monica Zamora illegally adopted a man's child to somebody else, and we reversed that, M. Monica Zamora, because you did that illegally. And we remand it back down to John J. Romero Jr. for, quote, appropriate action. And what happened with that appropriate action, Jane Yohalam, and see if you approve of this. Jane Yohalam is very involved in trying to get things right in the state of New Mexico regarding children's law. So,
I think you're about to find out that she's really on their team.
Well, that may very well be, but that would be kind of odd, because her husband is Daniel Yohalam, and he's a civil rights attorney. So if he's going to be a civil rights attorney and be married to Jane, I told you New Mexico is rather nepotistic and incestuous. And
does that mean that there's such a thing as uncivil rights?
There must be. There's got to be. But anyway, so what happened, Jane? What happened with your decision is Judge John J. Romero Jr. took taking appropriate action order from the higher court to mean that he could do absolutely nothing. And what I mean by nothing is what he did is he accepted my motion for reunification therapy with my children. But then what happened is I went to the reunification therapist. There's a very short list of people to choose from, and the courts generally will say, no, you can't use that person. You got to use this person that we approve of.
Yep.
And so I went to the person that the court approved of, and I detected a communism. And so I sought a second opinion, and I guess this will be continued because I hear the music.
On another night.
Thanks for
another night.
We look forward to your ongoing saga here on Free Talk Live. 603-283-6160 is the phone number.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A new Russian military commander has been placed in charge as the war in Ukraine continues, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
reports we're seeing of a change in military leadership and putting a general in charge who is responsible for the brutality and the atrocities we saw in Syria shows that there's going to be a continuation of what we've already seen on the ground in Ukraine, and that's what we are expecting.
She spoke on Fox News Sunday. She said the U.S. plans to continue providing military assistance as Ukraine braces for more conflict. For the first Palm Sunday since the outbreak of COVID, thousands of people gathered around St. Peter's Square. Pope Francis begged for peace in Ukraine once again. He asked Russia for an Easter truce, posing the question, what kind of victory plants a flag on a pile of rubble? This is USA Radio News. More social media companies are cracking down on Russia disinformation.
YouTube has blocked a Russian parliamentary channel for violating the platform's terms of service as Russia's invasion of Ukraine continues. Reuters reports that the move is drawing outrage from Russian officials and the country's internet regulator. It's accusing YouTube of adhering to a pronounced anti-Russian position in what it called an information war unleashed by the West against Russia, the same allegation that was the basis for the regulator to fine YouTube last month after it failed to get rid of prohibited content regarding Russia's invasion. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
A Texas woman who was charged with murder after performing an abortion on herself was released from jail on Saturday on a $500,000 bond. Lizelle Herrera, 26, was arrested by the Starr County Sheriff's Office and charged with murder. Protesters demonstrated outside her jail. It's not clear under which Texas law Herrera had been charged. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
John J. Romero and M. Monica Zamora.
That's a new chick.
Yeah, whatever the heck her name was, like his attorney or whatever.
Xandria Lansky.
Yeah, Zane Lamprey, he was in town recently.
Okay.
Do you know who Zane Lamprey is?
No, but I'll take your word for it.
I'll take your word for it. I'm just saying. Whatever. He actually stole my dream job.
Okay.
So back in probably early aughts, mid-aughts, something like that, there was a television show called Three Sheets, and it was this guy, Zane Lamprey, and basically his job was to go around to different bars and drink, and they would film it, and it was great, right? It was like he would just go and meet people, they'd talk about how unique their bar is, and like it started, like he would just go around to different cities in the U.S., right? Mega low budget, like reality show style, couple of cameras, maybe two, three dudes, tops for their whole entire crew. And it was great. And I'm like, that is a great job. I must have this job. And then the second season came out, and they went international. So now he's in, like, Ireland, Scotland, and all that kind of stuff. So he's meeting, like, and I'm like, this dude has taken my job. So anyway.
So there used to be activists around here that used to have their own, like, TV shows on the local public access.
Yeah.
I'm sure you could make that happen with a mobile film crew.
Four sheets.
Yeah.
Make it way better.
Yeah. Or 420 sheets. Or
drinking with the captain.
Right.
Per diem. Call it per diem. Because that's fancy for
cocktails with kick-ass.
There you go.
That's what I called my...
You have your own half an hour slot on...
That's what I called my Fork Fest. We'll call it an event, I guess.
Okay.
Basically, all I did was just bring booze and be like, hey, open bar, donations, you know, kind of thing.
Cocktails
would kick ass, and people would bring firewood, and you know, we'd just sit around and drink, and it was great. It's a good time.
Can't there you go.
You know, so anyway, I don't know why I brought all. Oh, Zane Lamprey was in town because he's also a stand-up comedian. He was doing some stand-up comedy, and well, I missed it, of course, because I didn't know. I find out like. It's weird. You would think that in the digital age, the information travels fast, that you wouldn't miss out on stuff like that. But I find myself routinely going, oh, I totally missed out on it. Because, like, they'll continue to advertise after the event has happened for some reason.
Or it's at the bottom of your news feed.
Right.
Like, they don't want you to see it.
Well, you got to subscribe to those pages directly.
Yeah, well, they're missing their target demographic is all I'm saying. I'm just saying.
Just saying.
Did the show sell out?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. Whatever.
Because if so, they don't care that they missed you.
That's true.
It's hard to complain at a place that's doing well.
So let's circle back to this bit about the cops wake up an entire neighborhood blasting Disney music to avoid being posted to YouTube. Now, I seem to remember having, like, I think it was one of these, you cut it out of the back of a box of cereal. And it was like a 45-speed record that you could put on your record player. And I'm pretty sure it was Disney music.
Wow.
I can't name a song. I can't name...
Under the Sea?
A song that's specifically Disney.
Under the Sea? From The Little Mermaid?
Yeah, that's...
It's like everyone's favorite.
Way before my time.
No, way after your time.
Yeah, way after his time.
Sorry, I'm sorry, way after my time. Yeah, okay. I'm way before
your
time.
You're before your time.
I'm just saying.
Okay. Take your word for it.
I'll take your word for it.
That's my favorite one.
So do you guys know any, like, legit Disney songs? Like, can you name one?
I just
The Lion
did.
King?
Name another one.
Oh.
I don't know.
Kiss the Girl, also from The Little Mermaid.
Do you know any that didn't come from The Little Mermaid?
Finding Nemo?
Like, I know the, who's the leader of the club that's made for you and me?
M-I-C-K-E-Y.
That one, yeah, you know.
So maybe they're playing that.
That would be funny.
Boy, talk about waking up the neighborhood with that.
That'd be funny. Of course, you know me. I'd want to get the one from National Lampoon's Vacation. Right? It's M-A-R-T-Y-M-O-O-S-E. Marty Moose. All right. So what are cops doing? Waking up entire neighborhoods, blasting Disney music. Let's find out. From Santa Ana, California. Last summer, police began a trend in which they would play copyrighted music while being filmed, so those videos could not be posted on YouTube due to copyright issues. Fast forward to this spring, and this practice has taken on an entirely new and Orwellian presentation, with entire neighborhoods being startled out of bed in the middle of the night by cops blasting music over their loudspeakers, all in an effort to avoid transparency.
Oh, I got another one for you. Just thought of it. Hakuna Matata from The Lion King.
How much have you had to drink today?
What are you talking about? I don't drink at all.
That sounded like pure drunkenness.
Oh, no.
Hakuna
Matata. It means no worries.
It's kahuna. Steve Kahuna.
He's not here.
Yeah.
It means what?
It means no worries.
Oh, like Bobby McFerrin, don't worry, be happy?
No, like Hakuna Matata.
Captain continues.
Yes.
For years, the Free Thought Project has maintained a YouTube channel in which hundreds of police interactions have been posted on several occasions. They were hit with copyright strikes. This sounds just like what happened to Free Talk Live, but not because we posted music or copyrighted material, but because somewhere inside of one of those videos, a song was playing on the radio or in the background. And this happens to more than just...
it's ridiculous that background that they're considering background music like copyrightable.
There is, I'm trying to remember, I believe it's called an incidental performance, I think is
right.
The fair legal terminology.
Well, no,
fair use is different. Fair use is something that you can't claim in front. You can only claim as a defense. And I know this because of parody law. Right. When you make fun of somebody's song by changing the lyrics to it and making it into a parody song, that's what these are called, Weird Al Yankovic, is the most famous parody artist of all time in all of human history. The defense is fair use, right? Because you have to allow for things like education, satire, comedy, public commentary, political discourse. This is why, like, your local television station can show the sports replays from any major, you know, type of like the NFL or Major League Baseball, because they're granted fair use to report on, but they can't show it in its entirety, right? Okay. And so within those even is sometimes incidental copyrights, right? Like, I don't know, if you go to like an NFL game, oftentimes they'll crank, you know, some sort of music. We are the champions or something. And so that would technically be a copyright, but they allow that. So I don't understand how this... these cops playing Disney wouldn't be considered the same. Maybe it's just volume? I don't, you know.
I think, well, it's probably that they're playing into the algorithm, right? The algorithm.
Or the weird algorithm.
Okay, yes, the weird algorithm. And the algorithm hears the music and immediately strikes it without any
complaint. Right, because it's automated. Right, it's automated instead of produced and published.
So I think that, so if you're live streaming that, it could be an issue, but if you... download it to your computer and you time stretch it or pitch shift it a little bit, it may not pick up on that algorithm.
Right. There are ways to avoid the algorithms. Sometimes you can watch a video online somewhere and you'll be like, this song sounds a little weird. I don't... It's because of what...
Or they'll do the video, they'll zoom in, they'll crop something out so it's not exactly... Or you know, you can take a off of your television set, or television set? Do you call them television sets? I don't know. But you can shoot it with your phone, and you can post that, and it won't get flagged.
Right.
Just start using Odyssey.
Yeah, just start using Odyssey.
Right.
When police in Santa Ana showed up to a vehicle theft investigation Monday night, local YouTuber Santa Ana Audits took to practicing his constitutionally protected right to film police in public. But police had no interest in being filmed, and they didn't care if they had to wake up an entire neighborhood of sleeping children to get their point across. The tactics didn't work, at least for now, and video of the officers disturbing the peace is available for the world to see. There's a link in the article. We'll post it.
Not to YouTube, though.
Well, we'll find out.
All right.
I imagine they have
amongst other things.
Channel.
Yeah.
I imagine they have an Odyssey channel.
I would hope so.
Yeah. In the video posted to the Santa Ana Audits page, so that's YouTube, police are heard blasting, "You've got a friend in me."
I was going to say that.
But you didn't, and now it's too late. No credit.
I'll take your word for it. That's what I'll do.
A whole new world from Aladdin.
It's from the Disney Pixar film Toy Story, apparently.
Okay. Yeah.
As time rolls on, they move to We Don't Talk About Bruno, and then Un Poco Loco, and other Disney hits. I really haven't heard of really any of those.
So they had it planned.
I'm apparently too old for Disney hits. 603-283-6160.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Stock market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813813 to get what you need to stay ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen. Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you for tuning in and joining us tonight. This is Free Talk Live. In the studio, it is myself, the Lord Reverend Captain Kickass, joining me,
Steve Classic.
And Richie Rich.
I want to take a second to tell you that Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. You can go there right now. Click on Get Started at the top of their webpage. Once you do that, you'll find all sorts of valuable information neatly organized to suit your needs. There's no longer any excuse to ignore this important and world-changing information. If you're already a knowledgeable cryptocurrency user, you can check out news.bitcoin.com and get the latest headlines of all the news that's relevant to you. Bitcoin.com is your source for everything crypto, like getting a wallet, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news, all in a very slick and easy-to-use website. Visit Bitcoin.com. Some good people doing good work over there. All right. So,
songs the captain has never heard of.
Yes.
The Disney stuff.
Disney songs. The only thing that I remember growing up as a kid seeing, like, you know, Mickey Mouse and Pluto and, you know, those types of Disney stuff. The one thing that stood out to me, though, was in the, I don't want to say, like, the late 70s, 77, 78, maybe. In
That's
that
a late
pocket,
70s. Yeah.
In that pocket, there was a film that was very unlike any Disney film before it, and it was called Something Wicked This Way Comes. It was basically Disney's attempt at a horror movie.
Whoa.
But it was not rated R. But for Disney, it was pretty creepy. It's about this traveling carnival kind of thing, and some evil follows it around, and, you know, it's surrounded by mystery and all that kind of stuff. So, and in fact, I'm trying to remember, was it Testament? Some thrash metal band did a song that was called Something Wicked This Way Comes, and it was basically, they had seen that movie, and they're like, I didn't know Disney put out a horror movie back in the 70s, and so they wrote a song about it.
Wow.
And then I remembered that. But that's like, it's about all of the, like, early on.
I don't
think
that counts as a Disney song, though.
No, it doesn't.
It's based
but
on
I'm just
Disney
saying, like, this is, okay. this is all I remember of Disney. The other thing I remember about Disney is that one of my first jobs was a telemarketer.
Okay.
And we used to sell subscriptions to children's books. Dr. Seuss, Cat in the Hat, Disney, obviously, was part of that. And we, you know, call up moms and grandmas. Oh, you got kids? Yeah. Hey, you need these books? Oh, yeah, we do need these books. And they'd buy it and whatever. So that was, you know, my first speaking gig, really, telemarketing.
Yeah. Whistle while you work?
Like, here was the interview, too.
Seven dwarves.
Oh, yeah. The seven dwarves.
Well, they can't call them dwarves, can you?
The seven little people?
You're getting in trouble here.
The seven midgets? I can't say that either?
I don't know.
Well, there goes my parody song about midgets. gosh, I had a point there about the Disney stuff, and, well, it escaped me. So,
well, you were talking about the horror movie.
Yeah. And
the thrash metal song.
Yeah.
All right, moving on.
All right. I stepped out of my train of thought, and I've been pondering all over the avenue of consideration.
Any phone calls coming in? No? Save them? Nothing.
We're going to run on time.
Let's go back to the article and see where that leads us.
That'll help.
The article says the tactics that the police used of, you know, blasting Disney music did not work, at least for now. In the story posted, the police are heard blasting You've Got a Friend in Me and some other hits. The man filming appears to be the only one who cares about respecting the sleeping neighborhood and tells the officers to have some respect for the neighbors. Police showed no such respect.
Was he woken up in the middle of the night? Like, what the hell are these guys? I'm going to go film this now. What the...
Or is that a First Amendment audit guy?
The guy's got audit in his YouTube channel I'm certain that that's what he was about. Santa Ana Council member Jonathan Hernandez lives in this neighborhood and was shaken out of bed by the music, telling ABC 7 how the music was discomforting, playing so loudly at such a late hour.
Oh, that's what the police did wrong. They pissed off a politician.
Wow, and they talked to ABC. That's owned by Disney.
Oh, interesting.
Wow.
It was eerie, and it was discomforting because you don't hear Disney music being played at that loud near 11 o'clock. It was only 11 o'clock. Near 11 o'clock at night, Hernandez told ABC 7. I thought this was going to be like 2 in the morning, or, you know, bar closed or something. You know, some you know, drunken single parent left a Disney CD in their car and got in and just cranked it up before they drove away from the bar. It was eerie, according to this guy. After he woke up, Hernandez went outside to confront the officers for such disrespectful behavior.
See, they could have left him inside his own house if they had not played the music.
Why are you doing this? Hernandez asked, to which the officer had no problem replying, because they get copyright infringement. So the cops just openly admitting.
Well, because you're not going to get it on video. That's doesn't have to worry about being recorded.
That's premeditated.
Well, which apparently they did, you know, so... The man filming then chimes in saying, it's because he knows I have a YouTube channel. I'm embarrassed that this is how you're treating my neighbors. There's children here. Have some respect for my community, Hernandez said. The officer then made the admission that they were wrong and actually apologized. I realize I made a mistake, sir. I apologize. So now he's backing out of the politician.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Professor of Music and Copyright at Berkeley Online, Dr. E. Michael Harrington.
What's his first name?
Dr. E. Michael Harrington.
What's E stand for?
I don't know.
E.
Maybe that's
Edward.
His drug of choice. E.
All right.
Dr. E.
Edward.
We're going to, like, at some point in the future, we're going to come upon this guy again, and be like, he used to be known as Dr. E. Michael Hampton, but now he's only known as Dr. E. The E is for evil.
E. Dr. Evil.
Anyway, Dr. E. Michael Harrington, professor of music and copyright at Berkeley Online, told ABC that this practice is likely illegal. I think it's clearly illegal because it is a public performance. Uh-huh.
Now we're on.
Harrington said of the officers blasting the music in the middle of the night, waking up the neighbors. What's more, the officer's attempt to avoid accountability by playing this music opens up the person filming to potential fines and bans. Harrington said copyright fines can run anywhere from $750 to $150,000.
If you're a metal band on a Friday night.
Yeah. it's sad that like there's more money involved in copyright violation than there is in actually like making and performing live music.
The problem with it being illegal too is the cops are just going to investigate themselves and declare that they've done nothing wrong.
YouTube has bots that go around and they match the song they're hearing, and then if that's on YouTube and it wasn't cleared, then the music, the song, the recording, the copyright, everything, the whole thing gets taken down. And then the person who posted it, who's trying to be a good citizen to say, hey, watch what this cop did, or cops, they should be prosecuted, that person now gets a copyright strike for doing an act that's far more important than what the cops are doing. Harrington said, reiterating what we pointed out above.
Got to edit out your music, put in some public works music in there, put the subtitles for what the cops are saying.
Right, right.
Police claim there is now an investigation underway and refuse to elaborate any further.
See, investigate themselves.
It's an internal investigation.
Releasing only the following canned statement. Quote, my expectation is that all police department employees perform their duties with dignity and respect in the community we are hired to serve, Chief David Valentin, not Valentine, Valentin, said. And then they've got a video.
Sounds like a consultant came up with that line.
His initials are
firm.
Hey, he are firm. Hey, he's a cop and his initials are DV. Domestic violence.
Yeah, 40%.
I thought 40% don't abuse, or is it the other way around?
I thought it's at least 40% do.
Oh, okay.
Double it and add 10%.
Well, and we know how the government statistics work, too.
Right.
So I say double it and add 10%.
Yeah.
90%.
This is just such a crock. I mean, this whole thing, it happened because something went viral. Somebody did this, and somebody got their thing, and it went viral. That, hey, this guy's stuff got to. And then the cops are like, hey,
we got an idea.
Well, and that's what we were talking about before. It's like we've seen stories like this in the past, but now it's systemic. Like it's standard operating procedure. If we're going to beat somebody up, play some music that's going to get copyright strike, right, so then nobody can play it on YouTube.
Yeah.
And it's covered up.
Well, it's like the TikTok videos of the nurses. Well, that hospital did it, so we have to do it. And everyone's got a TikTok video of the nurses doing whatever in a COVID ward. So I think the same thing, the cops are going to go, hey, work for them. Let's do it. There's going to be a sound squad car with a big speaker on the top that blasts Disney Brothers.
You two girls. The YouTube sound police have arrived on the scene.
603-283-6160 is the number if you'd like to join us. Our number two of Free Talk Live is next.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the
government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.